Well, to quote my friend Chris Gerald, we're good to go. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Welcome back to all of our friends, all our entrepreneurial listeners. Keep tuning in. Keep watching us on YouTube and tracking us and on our Facebook site. A lot of people, 28 countries, have been listening to the show. And our next guest, new to the show, sent to us by the incomparable John Dustin. So this must be a great guest. Derek Mohammed from Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner, and Smith. Welcome.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
That's quite a mouthful.
It is. We try not to say it all together. Generally, most people just say Merrill Lynch.
You know, if you notice on my crib notes here, everybody, it's like a short name and then a short name for a company. And yours is just one long strip right across my page.
Sorry about that, Jeffrey.
So, Derek, tell us about, you know, what you do.
Right. So I'm a wealth management advisor and managing director at Merrill Lynch. My primary office is in Wellesley, Massachusetts, where I also lead a 7-person team. And we specialize in working with successful families, a lot of them, many of them current or former owners of closely held businesses, mature businesses. But what we really do is help simplify and organize the financial lives of really just good people who want some help in organizing their finances and making smart decisions.
Tell us about your history.
Well, so
obviously evolved into this.
Yeah. So in undergrad, I attended Assumption College in Worcester, Massachusetts, and studied economics, minored in finance. Really didn't know what I wanted to do when I graduated undergrad.
You made my wife happy. She's from Worcester.
Excellent. Excellent. it's a hidden gem. But didn't know what I wanted to do when I graduated undergrad, Jeffrey. And was fortunate enough, I graduated summa cum laude and was offered a scholarship opportunity for a 5-year program at Clark University, also in Worcester, where I could earn a master's degree and a PhD in economics. About a year into that program, I had the revelation that I did not want to be a PhD in economics. And really, it's just...
Took you a year to make the final decision?
I'm a slow learner. It took me a year to make the decision.
That's a tough program.
It is. But, you know, I was blessed. They gave me a teacher's assistantship and a stipend, and it was really a phenomenal opportunity, just not for me. Most PhDs in economics I found either stay in academia and do research,
right,
or they become an analyst.
Ugh.
And I really just have a passion for helping people. So
you can see you have that outside energy.
Thank you. So I was fortunate enough to meet a person who had become a lifelong friend and a mentor of mine who was a financial advisor at the time. Learned a little bit about his business, and I loved the fact that it was entrepreneurial. And I could be in control of my own destiny, so to speak, but also have the opportunity to help people and use my knowledge of finance in a way that would be meaningful. So in 1999, I started in our industry, and it's been almost 20 years now, but very blessed and fortunate to have had the opportunity to do what we do.
That's great. Thank you. You have partners?
I do. So as
name,
I mentioned,
the name implies that. So.
Yes. So there's another senior partner in my group, Justin Marola, who's been with me about 13 years. Phenomenal partner and trusted advisor. And we really have a great team, just a group of folks who are passionate and dedicated to helping our clients. There's 7 of us and we're growing. So it's a nice organization. And Merrill's been a great home for us in Wellesley.
Well, that's interesting. So tell us about, what makes you so proud about the practice?
Yeah, I think if I was to tell you about what differentiates us, there's really 2 things. I think first and foremost, we provide what I call comprehensive goals-based wealth management and integration. And so that's a mouthful and at risk of sounding too...
Sounds good.
Yeah. At risk of sounding too, industry specific, there's a lot to what we do that goes beyond investments. And I think really helping people understand and answer the great questions of their lives that don't necessarily have to do with their investment portfolio, believe it or not, is different. There are many folks in our industry who focus just on that. But to tell you really what I think differentiates me, I have to tell you a little bit about my story. I grew up as in a really, really pretty typical middle-class family. My dad was the son of 2 immigrant parents. My grandfather was right off the boat from Turkey, and my grandmother was actually French-Canadian. So he worked real hard to provide a life for our family. My mother was first generation. She's a Swede. She came here at age 18. But I guess the real message about that part of my life was that money was never something that I paid any attention to. We were a middle-class family.
That's good. You focused on having a home and being a family and education.
And the truth of the matter is I focused on playing ice hockey because I was convinced that I was going to be a professional hockey player someday.
Well, that was your first wrong decision. But were you good?
I was good in my own mind, Jeffrey. Right. I scored a lot of game-winning goals in my driveway as as a young man. But the NHL teams had other plans for me. But
I want you to know that Mage, my consulting firm, we have a street hockey game in the winters that we play indoors every Thursday night. So anytime you want to be drafted to be part of our game, you know.
Okay. All right.
Chris is our not all-star goalie.
I'm underrated.
Yeah.
I'm gonna
by whom?
Put that on the calendar. But, you know, so fast forward, and I'm going to take you to November 22nd, 1994. I was home for Thanksgiving break. I had been fortunate enough to be recruited to play ice hockey at Mercyhurst College, small Division II school where ice hockey was really the big thing on campus. But I was home for Thanksgiving that year and out with some friends that night and was returning home. And I was driving home, and I was passed by an ambulance going about 100 miles an hour in the opposite direction with the lights blaring and the sirens sounding. And I got back to my home, and the lights were all on and the doors were open, but there was nobody there. And I'm an only child, so it was just my parents that weren't there. Interesting to think today, there were no cell phones then, so I couldn't just pick up the phone and call mom and dad. Right. So I called the police station, and they confirmed that the ambulance had been sent to my house and on to the hospital. So I sped off to the hospital, where I learned later that my father passed away really abruptly. He was 53. I was 19. And so things changed pretty quickly for me.
Traumatic.
There, Jeffrey. I left school, left Mercyhurst, and wanted to be home with my mom. As I mentioned, I'm an only child, so I moved back in to be with her and was fortunate enough to be able to attend Assumption College, where they helped me with some of the finances, and I played ice hockey. But the next several years were a lot more challenging than they would have needed to be financially. And my dad was a tremendous inspiration and motivator and mentor for me in my life with his work ethic and the way he did things. But unfortunately, nobody got a hold of him to help him with personal finance. So what I found out when after my dad passed was there really weren't a lot of financial assets there. And as a result, my mom and I both had to work,
To
make ends meet and put myself through college.
So you were forced into adulthood quite quickly.
Pretty quickly.
Right.
And so fast forward again, I got into this business, and what I found was while I was working with families that were quite a bit more successful.
You're now sharing what you did for your mother with everybody else. You've replicated that.
Yeah, it's
creating
a real
family stability.
Right. It's a real calling and passion of mine. And I feel like, honestly, it's what I was put here to do, which is to help good people make smart financial decisions. And so when you ask me what's different about what we do, I can tell you about comprehensive goals-based wealth management integration. But the reality is it's our passion and commitment to excellence in just helping families achieve and do the things that are important to them. So I think that's the big thing.
You know, it's always amazing for me with entrepreneurs when you learn about them, how adversity has turned into a later life advantage. And clearly that seems to be your story as well.
Well, I'm a big believer that everything happens for a reason. My
right.
faith is really important to me, and I just don't believe in a lot of coincidences. So I think the adversity, while painful at the time, it's a big piece of what made me who I am today.
Well, I'm sure if your father, you know, were able to watch and can watch, I mean, this is what he wanted to have happen with you, that you become a responsible person within the community, knowing how to take care of your family and others too. I mean, isn't that what a parent wants from their child?
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
That's the way I sort of try to live my life as well. And I think that's great that you feel that way and that you wanted to share that with us. I think it's a very nice story.
Thank you.
Very touched. So that must also affect your whole management style, because I know it does with me in terms of your, let's say, unrelenting standards. Is that true?
Yes. And it's like many things in life, it can be a blessing and a curse. I do have, I think, a commitment to what I call the pursuit of excellence. But I really just try to make it simple in that I try to make our practice and my life, candidly, 1% better every day. And that's something I got from a great friend and mentor of mine who's also a tremendous entrepreneur. But when I think about just trying to be 1% better every day, perfect is likely to be unattainable, but this constant improvement is something that's at the core of who I am.
I don't know what perfection is, but I do know that it's important that we all pursue it.
Yes.
You know, these interviews are quite short, and I don't know if there's anything else you wanted to cover before we go.
No, you know, one of the things that I thought I'd share just if we have a few minutes,
yeah.
we do work with a lot of successful entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And while that space is vast and broad, I guess there's one thing that we're helping our clients with that I think might be useful to the folks that are listening and watching. And it's if I had to see a trend of folks that are really successfully executing on their business and having that translate into meaningful personal wealth, it's being proactive in integrating those two things. You know, many owner-operators or entrepreneurs that we see become completely obsessed with the operations of their business. But at the end of the day, as an owner or as an entrepreneur, we have to be cognizant of the interrelationship between our personal financial life and our families and the business that we're working so hard to create. So that's one message that I would have, is to try to be thoughtful and step back about that. Secondly, those that are having the most success, not only scaling, but in some cases preparing for transition and exit, are being proactive in really surrounding themselves with a team of experts early. So it's important, I think, at a minimum, to have good tax and legal advice, and then to have somebody from personal wealth side and then risk management as part of a core team of trusted advisors, with everybody having a seat at the table. Unfortunately, when we're introduced to new relationships, oftentimes there are professionals in the equation, but they might not necessarily talk to one another or even know one another. And I just find that the biggest impact that we've had working with clients who are entrepreneurs and business owners is when all of the advisors have a seat at the table and can really collaborate to help the owner make smart decisions.
You know, I have found in my family business work, my entrepreneurial work, that I'm always more effective when I'm part of a multidisciplinary team. That the clients who have raved about my delivery of my whatever I've done for them at the end of the show process, when you looked into the process, I was always part of a great team.
That's smart.
A great financial advisor, a great insurance person, a great attorney, sometimes a great accountant. And it really helps to be part of that team. And it's sometimes an investment banker, a team that really can talk openly with each other and really work together to come up with a collective solution, which is better than any individual solution. So I agree
Absolutely.
With you 100%.
That's been my experience as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I like the teamwork. So, Derek, if someone wants to find you at... Let me call this MLPFNS. How would they find you?
Yeah, so you can certainly just Google us. My team is Mohammed Marola Wealth Management. We're in Wellesley. You can also reach me. My office line direct is 781-283-5673. But for any listeners of the show, if anybody would like to just bounce some ideas or questions that they might have off of me, I'd be happy to help.
Perfect. And you do get a compliment as you leave. That's the best sports jacket that's ever been on the show.
Wow.
Best sports jacket. If I could take it off your back, I would. It really ranks. It's a great jacket.
That's a great compliment from a wonderful man of style like yourself. So thank
you very much. Well, you know, when you don't have a lot of real substance anymore, you go for the style. Thanks, Mohammed. I mean, Derek, it's great. Derek Mohammed, it's great having you on the show. I hope you're going to come back again.
It's been a real pleasure. I'd love to do that.
Love your story. It's a great story, and you can see how it affects your whole professional attitude.
Thanks, Jeffrey.
Remind everybody, my name is Jeffrey Davis. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after this short break.